What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is a tape drop Tuesday, and I have had time to really dial in on the offensive side of things. I'll watch the defense tonight, but the offense got combed over today, and obviously scoring 9 points and all the struggles that we saw, this isn't going to be a positive tape drop Tuesday for many, okay? I think the biggest thing for me is I probably gave a little too much credit yesterday, if I'm being honest. I watching that game in real time, you know, I thought the offensive line was better than last year. I'm not real sure after watching the film that I feel that way. I'm not real sure that I'm confident in what I said yesterday. I think watching the film, they showed a lot of warts. And I think it starts top to bottom. And I think this is where we have to start with this tape drop Tuesday, Ron, because to be honest with you, it's the biggest, most suspect question about this team. The offensive line, right? The organization has done a poor job of putting this offensive line together. I mean, it's obvious right now. They're approach to and efforts to fix this offensive line in the offseason from a talent perspective have left a lot to be desired. And watching this film, it was blatantly obvious. And here's where I got to start. I'll start at the most important position and the highest paid player on this offensive line. I guess not the highest paid, second highest paid player on this offensive line. Cam Robinson, the offseason acquisition to be your left tackle, to replace Laramie Tunsil, to be the guy that you pay $12 to $14 million to, a veteran that you depend on. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if it was because he was injured the way he was in camp and he's not over that injury. I don't know if he's still sick because he was sick earlier in the preparation week leading up to the game. I don't know if he just ain't ramped up yet because he missed all that time. I have no idea. I don't know if he gives a rip. And I'm going to be honest with you.
You don't know if he gives a rip.
You heard me? To be honest with you, watching the film, Cam Robinson's got a lot of quit in him, man. It's not 12 to 14 million good. He's got a lot of quit in him. I'm watching the film with him, and we've heard physicality. We've heard a strain. We've heard finish. We've heard all these different things, technically and mechanically sound. Cam Robinson ain't doing none of it. And he, quite frankly, he's one of two or three guys that are getting paid so handsomely that he should be at the very least doing those things. And again, I don't know why it is. Maybe he's not ready. Maybe he's not in shape. Maybe he's not healthy. I have no idea. But the tape says you can't play Cam Robinson moving forward.
So you're telling me we got rid of a Tunsil, but got a Tunsil-esque like player?
Well, he don't have Tunsil talent.
Not the talent, but that quit in him, which is something that bothered all of us.
I think there is a play to contact and then look around and make sure nobody falls on my back of my legs. You know, there is a play to contact, block my guy, maybe get in my guy's way, and even if the running back's still up and churning, I'm just going to stand there and watch the play unfold. There's a lot of that from Cam Robinson. And I'll be honest with you, it shocks me because watching training camp, the one thing I noticed was the offensive line was always finishing. They were always pushing the pile. They were always running to pick somebody off the pile. And Cam Robinson just ain't that. And again, whether it's just flat-out effort, whether there's an entitlement because he's a veteran or it's because he's not in shape or he's still injured, I don't care what the reason is.
He didn't play a lot in the preseason.
Bottom line is this. If D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio and Nick Cayley, if they want to play winning football, Cam Robinson cannot start at tackle for this football team in week two. If he's out of shape, get him over on the side and get him in shape and plug him back in when it's time. If he's injured, put him on the shelf, send him to the training room. All right?
Saying what you saw, he was on the same level of as Ursary?
No. Ursary ain't quit nothing. Ursary's trying to be physical. Now, Ursary just ain't quite there yet. He's getting his ass whooped from time to time, but that's to be expected. Look, here's the deal. Cam Robinson can't play tackle for this football team in week two. The period, point blank, that's it. And it's for Cam Robinson reasons and other reasons, right? Cam Robinson can't play. Ariante Ursary needs to be your left tackle. Period, point blank, end of story. Tytus Howard is doing everything he can at right guard. I think he's doing an admirable effort, but it is blatantly obvious watching him that he don't have the skill set of a guard. He's not built like a guard. He doesn't have the play style of a guard. He is a tackle. He does not have that mentality of being a mass mover. Like deep in his heart, and he is a more of a finesse in player, in guy on the line of scrimmage that's gonna play with his athletic ability and do some things out there. He's trying his damnedest. I'm not knocking Tytus Howard. I admire the hell out of him for what he's trying to do and the effort he gives. But he's a tackle. He is one of your top two tackles on this football team. And if you want to play winning football, you've got to play those two guys at tackle, right? And then you plug in Ed Ingram if he's healthy at right guard and or Juice Scruggs at right guard, and you move the hell on.
So basically you're saying having Juice Scruggs at right guard is better for this team than having Cam Robinson at left tackle.
That's clearly
what they decided.
Absolutely. The way this thing is set up right now, Nick Cayley is got to be overwhelmed with the offensive line. You got a tackle playing guard. That you need somebody that's built a little bit different, that's used to playing the game a little bit different, and you got a second-round pick in Juice Scruggs sitting on the sideline, or Ed Ingram being healthy would be a different animal. And then you can bump him outside, and you got better play at both tackles. There's no question about it after watching this film that where Cam Robinson is right now, regardless of why, he cannot play in week two. The other part of that is Tytus Howard, if you want to play winning football, is a tackle on this football team. Right? And then your suspect spot is your right guard spot. Lakin Tomlinson, good player, doing all he can right now. Right? Jarrett Patterson, Jake Andrews, whichever one. I know Jake is hurt, so it's Jarrett. Those guys are going to give you everything they got. They're going to play sound football. They're going to get beat from time to time, but they ain't going to quit on you. Right? Your right guard is going to be your suspect position. When you start this shuffling crap around and trying to give your best five out there, you clearly have created more problems than you solve. And I don't think there's any doubt about that. I don't think you got your best tackles on the field playing tackle. I don't believe that you're doing right by your rookie tackle. I don't believe that you're doing right by Tytus Howard, your right tackle, a tackle in this league. I don't think you're putting your best product on the field given what we just watched. Because this ain't no be hey everybody be patient. It's week one. No, this is week 21 of this crap. This is week 21 of this crap. It's more of the same, and it's more of the whole we'll fix it, we'll get the best five out there. No, you need to get your tackles playing tackle, your guards playing guards, your center playing center, and let's see what that looks like. And I firmly believe after watching this film that the Cam Robinson move, the Tytus Howard move has got to happen. That creates a little bit of at least common ground for Ursary, your rookie. Because here's the deal. You get that offensive lineup out there and you look at Nick Cayley and you go, Nick Cayley, you can put Tytus Howard on an island. Whether he holds up or not is irrelevant. Tytus Howard is a highly paid veteran tackle on this team. You as an offensive coordinator can go into a game and expect Tytus Howard to handle his business at the right tackle position. Right? You got a right guard. Again, if we got into trouble, Ed Ingram, Juice Scruggs, we can flip that back and forth. You got a center that's been center. You got a left guard that can play. And now, guess what, Nick Cayley? All you got to worry about from a lineman assignment standpoint, from a pass protection standpoint, all you've got to worry about is making sure every now and then you give Arriante Ursher a little help over there on the end. Give him some different looks on that left side. He's going to be on the left side. Don't worry about it. He's going to be on the left side no matter what. Give him some different formation looks over there. Give him some different motion looks over there. Give him some chips by tight ends and running backs. Take care of my left tackle. That's all you have from a pass protection standpoint. Right? So not only do you put your best offensive line out there, not only do you have five guys out there that are refusing to quit and finishing every play, but now you've made it easier for your offensive coordinator as he's designing the game plan and he's protecting against what's going to be a pressure front coming from Tampa Bay. I think that's the first and biggest thing on this film, Ron, that has to happen is the offensive line. It can't consist of Cam Robinson, and they got to make some moves and keep guys in the spots where they've been practicing.
I thought it was a terrible thought and an idea of moving your rookie left tackle back and forth and back and forth. I don't think they needed to do that.
Yeah. Well, they got proof right now. Any football guy worth a flip is going to watch that film and go, guys, that ain't it.
Quick question: yesterday you said you felt like the offensive line overall,
yeah,
was better than what we were seeing last year. After digging into the tape, you still feel that way?
I think not as confident as I did yesterday. I still feel like they were not good, but they were better in handling some of the upfront stuff. It wasn't just complete chaos every snap, right? There's still lack of physicality. There's still a lack of communication. The scheme is still suspect, right? But it wasn't as bad as it was last year. There were moments in the run game where you got some really good push with Nick Chubb, two different runs with Nick Chubb, runs of plays, I mean drives, if you will, with Nick Chubb that were pretty promising, and I don't think we saw that much last year. It's more of Joe Mixon doing things on his own. So the offensive line game film is not good. Whether in any facet of it, it is not good. They got to get it cleaned up, and I think it starts with those starting lineup adjustments.
They're all fixable.
No, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that, D'Amico. Week 21, not week one. All right. I know everybody over there, Nick and D'Amico, and everybody likes to start over. It's a new year. It's week one. It's a whole new season. But no, it's a whole new season, but the same old problem.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And so it's got to get fixed. Here's the other thing: is CJ Stroud, right? It's obvious on this film, guys. We can kiss the CJ Stroud having more command at the line of scrimmage thing. We can throw that out the window. We can kiss it goodbye. I don't doubt that there's intentions of CJ Stroud doing more at the line of scrimmage, but they are in such an infancy stage of that you can't even hardly see it on film. So it may show up in a year, 2 years, or 3 years if Nick Caley makes it that long.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll show up mid-year into the season. But right now, that thing, I thought it was going to be a major factor in fixing the protection and kind of pointing guys out. And hearing CJ talk about having done it in high school and done it in college and how comfortable he is with it, and he wants it and he welcomes it. Not that he can or he can't do it, I just didn't see it being executed as part of what they were doing pre-snap, right? So I think that part of it for me is put on hold, to say the very least. The other thing here is, I know this is probably not fair, But the reality of it is, for us Texans fans, the formula offensively for this team to be a real Super Bowl contender.
As we watch the defense.
Yes, the formula for this team to be a true Super Bowl contender consists of C.J. Stroud being damn near perfect. And C.J. Stroud was not damn near perfect. That's just the reality of it. I think he was okay for the first week, first rattle out of the box, but the reality of it is he's got to be the ball placement specialist that we've seen him be before. Yeah. There were two or three different balls that he threw that were just flat-out misses, that were – They were throws that you catch them, you run out of bounds, they put you in second and four instead of a second and ten. And so he's got to make those throws. He did not make those throws. All right? The identifying the pressures, I think C.J. Stroud really – forget about the communication piece of it and him having more command. Just C.J. Stroud, the quarterback, when he snaps a football, having his eyes where the pressure is coming from, whether he's got an answer or not, him literally seeing it, there were a few times when he was caught completely off guard. And the reality of it is he can't. C.J. Stroud's margin of error is so razor thin, and it's not fair, but it's the only way that this organization wins ball games right now. And he missed some stuff pressure-wise. I think he missed some reads where Dalton Schultz was open and he wasn't even looking Dalton Schultz's way. And I think he missed some throws that he quite frankly makes in his sleep, which, again, it's the margin of error is so razor thin. He's just going to have to hit those if we're going to score points.
Yeah. They getting behind schedule, at least right now, what we're seeing from this offense, getting behind schedule is a big deal.
Well, if
them to overcome.
Ron, if you've got a simple concept and Nick Chubb comes out of the backfield, runs up about 3 or 4 yards and breaks to the sideline, and you got a guy trying to cover him 10 yards off. And you throw it wide to the sideline, you don't just throw it right in his chest and let him go get 6 yards. Maybe he breaks that tackle and goes and gets 20 yards. I don't know. But, like, that's not CJ first. But, secondly, the Texans can't miss two or three of those in a game and score points, right? I mean, that's the key here is the film made it very obvious that, yes, CJ missed some things mentally, pressure-wise, mentally from a read perspective, and then physically from just missing targets. And, again, whether it's fair or foul is up for you to decide. But it's the reality of it is I don't know how this team wins games if he's not better.
Yeah. He's got to make up for some of their issues, and his mistakes have got to be down. As you said, missing receivers to obviously turnovers. All right.
It wasn't egregious, Ron. It was just the point is just, man, it's got to be –
Yeah, I mean, last year when they were starting the season and they had Nico and Diggs and Tank.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they could. Yeah. Maybe they could make up a second down and 10.
Well, that's the other thing. I'm glad you said Nico's name because it reminded me. There is no excuse for the lack of Nico in this game. Zero, zilch, no chance.
Nico, miss me with every bit of it.
I don't, yes. And then went on to give me an excuse why they didn't. Forget about it. No reason.
Forget about it. And
forget about
I don't want to hear
it.
Zilch in
there. Fact, it's so egregious when you try to make excuses, you look silly.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.